the Archdiocese of Toronto, and the National Catholic Broadcasting Council. Through the kind cooperation of the Toronto Catholic District School Board, presents Sunday TV Mass.
Welcome to the celebration of the Sunday TV Mass on the 13th Sunday in Ordinary Time. I'm Monsignor Robert Nuska. The televising of this Mass is made possible by the contributions from three donors. The first are Jack and Eleonora of Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan, for the intentions of Jack and Eleonora on their 63rd wedding anniversary. The second is Barbara from Perth, Ontario, in thanksgiving for blessings received and for the daily TV Mass and for the living and deceased members of her family. The third are anonymous donors from Ottawa, Ontario, in thanksgiving for blessings received and for the daily TV Mass and for the living and deceased members of their family. Our thanks to our donors for the gift of this Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Brothers and sisters, to celebrate worthily the mystery of our faith, let us call to mind our sins and ask the Lord for pardon and for strength. You were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of goodwill. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you, we give you thanks for your great glory. Lord God, heavenly King, O God, almighty Father, Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. You take away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, have mercy on us. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. Let us pray. O God, who through the grace of adoption chose us to be children of light, grant, we pray, that we may not be wrapped in the darkness of error, but always be seen to stand in the bright light of truth. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the second book of Kings. One day, Elisha was passing through Shunem, where a wealthy woman lived, who urged him to have a meal. So whenever he passed that way, he would stop there for a meal. She said to her husband, "Look, I am sure that this man who regularly passes our way is a holy man of God. Let us make a small roof chamber with walls and put there for him a bed, a table, a chair, and a lamp, so that he can stay there whenever he comes to us." One day when Elisha came there, he went up to the chamber and lay down there. He said to his servant Gehazi, "What then may be done for the woman?" Gehazi answered, "Well, she has no son, and her husband is old." Elisha said, "Call her." When the servant had called her, she stood at the door. Elisha said, "At this season, in due time, you shall embrace a son." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Faithfulness is as firm as the heavens.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death. Therefore, we have been buried with him by baptism into death, so that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in newness of life. But if we have died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. We know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. The death he died to sin once for all. But the life he lives to God. So you also must consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his apostles, "Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me, and whoever does not take up their cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds their life will lose it, and whoever loses their life for my sake will find it. Whoever welcomes you welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. Whoever welcomes a prophet in the name of a prophet will receive a prophet's reward, and whoever welcomes a righteous person in the name of a righteous person will receive the reward of the righteous. And whoever gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones in the name of a disciple, truly I tell you, that person will not lose their reward." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
This Sunday's Gospel brings to a conclusion a rather lengthy mission sermon, part of Matthew's Gospel, in which our Lord, and I was giving a series of instructions to the apostles concerning the nature of their apostolate and of their mission. And as we've just heard, the Lord is speaking of the rather, can we say, complex, difficult, at times dangerous realities that the disciples are destined to face. At the same time, we should note that he does reassure them of the many graces, of the blessings that they will share by accepting his call to leave everything behind and to follow. And several things, I think, emerge for our reflection. First of all, our Lord's teaching will lead the disciples here to consider the cost of their discipleship. He called them now to take stock, to see if they're really up to the task. Again, yes, they're given a share in the Lord's own mission, to teach the gospel and to heal. And with this call, they've been given a share in our Lord's own miraculous powers. But at the same time, as we've been attentive now to listening to this gospel, we see must be prepared to face great opposition, as Jesus himself did. Jesus says elsewhere, he's sending them out like sheep among wolves. Moreover, the student is not above the teacher, nor is the student, the servant above the master. Like Jesus himself, now they will be rejected, arrested, flogged, persecuted. So like the parable of the man who planned to build a tower, or the king planning a war against another king, our Lord's words here contain a clear warning against any kind of, can we say, half-hearted approach to discipleship. Indeed, we see the lives of the saints, the martyrs, beginning in the early church, show us the great heights of sacrifice to which the disciples are called, when they indeed leave everything behind to follow Jesus Christ. So it is then that today's gospel marks a very clear, it makes it very clear to be a disciple demands nothing less than a radical reordering of all of our priorities. We're called to give God first place in our lives, first place in everything. So our attitudes toward family, friends, social position, toward money, all of our possessions, they all must be viewed now from this new perspective, can we say a heightened perspective, one that places God first in all things. Here, or in the words here now of St. Cyril of Jerusalem, Jesus demands for himself our chief and principal affection. Jesus doesn't say that those who love their father, their mother, their sisters and brothers are not worthy of him. Doesn't say that. But rather, those who love their family more than they love God are not worthy of being a disciple. Jesus doesn't ask us to love him to the exclusion of family or friends. Doesn't come to take away what is good, but rather, again, to give us something better. And in so doing, challenges us to, again, this higher vision of life, the supernatural perspective, which comes with placing God first in our lives, in our hearts, and in all things. Our Lord then goes on to add that whoever does not take up their cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Here, St. Bede the Venerable reminds us that when Jesus chooses his disciples, he says, follow me. But this following means imitating the very pattern of his life, not simply walking behind him, imitating the pattern of his life. Peter, Paul, the apostles, the saints, again, the martyrs of the early church, all show us that the disciple must indeed be prepared not only to encounter opposition, but even persecution for the sake of the gospel. And just as Jesus did not escape death on the cross, so the disciples must be prepared then to give up their lives as they carry out the ministry that is entrusted to them. And I think our Lord's words remain very relevant in our own time. Here, one report from 2002 speaks of the more than 360 million Christians who suffer high levels of persecution and discrimination in our world today. Indeed, the past 30 years, the number of countries throughout the world where Christians suffer very high levels of persecution has now almost doubled to 76 countries. Secondly, yes, our Lord calls the disciples to place God first in all things, and in so doing, he calls them to a share in the mystery of his cross, but again, not without first empowering them with great spiritual gifts not only to preach, but again, to perform miracles in his name. Moreover, when the disciples respond generously to God's calling, yes, families may be divided, we face complexities, they may face opposition, but they will be welcomed warmly by the faithful, and they will receive nothing less than a prophet's reward. Indeed, those who welcome the disciples are now welcoming Christ himself and the Father who sent him. So it is that today's gospel has something to teach us in our own time about the importance of hospitality in our dealings with others. I think this is so important today. When we welcome another, let us do so in Jesus' name. In so doing, we welcome Christ himself. As we bear our crosses, let us reach out to those around us who are going through difficult times, whose crosses are difficult to bear. Let us be a kind, a merciful, welcoming presence, that in so doing, we may be living signs to others of God's own love and of Christ's own mercy. And as we continue to celebrate this Mass, let us take heed of our Lord's message that to follow him on the way of discipleship is no easy matter, no simple matter, that it comes at a great cost. Let us pray for the grace, for the sacrifices necessary to follow him along this narrow path, and so to obtain the pearl of great price. And let us pray for Our Lady's intercession, that Mary, the Mother of God, might obtain for us that grace to give God first place in our own lives. Finally, St. Cyprian, an early martyr of the Church, exhorts the early Christians and reminds them that Christ himself always continues to walk with us. He struggles not only with us, but within us. And here Cyprian writes, "If the battle shall call you out, engage bravely, fight with constancy. For Christ not only looks on his servants, but he himself also wrestles within us. He himself is engaged in the struggles of our conflict. And Christ himself not only crowns, but is crowned in our struggles and our witness to the faith." Let us now profess our faith together in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, is seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Brothers and sisters, let us now make our prayers and petitions to God in heaven, asking him to hear and to answer our prayers. We pray for the universal church, for unity among Christians, and for peace throughout the world. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those in our daily TV Mass prayer intentions book, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who feel isolated and alone, may God calm their fears and lead them into peace. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the intentions of today's Mass and for all those intentions that we remember now in the silence of our own hearts. For these intentions, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, we ask you to hear the prayers we've made and those that remain deep within our hearts, for we make them all through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands
for the praise and glory of
God's name, for our good and of all his holy church.
O God, who graciously accomplished the effects of your mysteries, grant, we pray, that the deeds by which we serve you may be worthy of these sacred gifts. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is truly right and just,
our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For by his birth he brought renewal to humanity's fallen state. By his suffering he canceled out our sins. By his rising from the dead he has opened the way to eternal life. And by ascending to you, O Father, he has unlocked the gates of heaven. So now in the company of the angels, the archangels, and all the saints, we sing the hymn of your praise as without end we acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. For at the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, Francis, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen.
At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us extend to those around us a sign of the peace of Christ. Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Lord Jesus Christ, bring us all to everlasting life.
Please join me now in this act of spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the Blessed Sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire you in my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come spiritually into my heart, as though you were already there. I embrace you and unite myself wholly to you. Permit not that I should ever be separated from you. Amen.
Let us pray. May this divine sacrifice we have offered and received fill us with life, O Lord, we pray, so that bound to you in lasting charity, we may bear fruit that lasts forever. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
With your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go forth. The Mass is ended.
Thanks be to God.
Our thanks to our donors for the gift of this Mass.